So as he said, I'm going to be talking about ExtendFlex cotton and some salvage weed control treatments in that. So with the ExtendFlex technology, there's a new combination for sites of action for weed. It offers a new combination of sites of action for weed control over the top of an emerged cotton crop. Those three chemicals that can be sprayed on it, obviously being glyphosate, glufosinate, and dicamba. For growers looking to use dicamba to control broadleaf weeds post-emergence, there can be some issues with the labeled restrictions. So this figure you're looking at is something that was published by Purdue from last summer, where they wanted to look at the days that dicamba could be applied, and they were using labeled restrictions to figure out which days could have dicamba applied. And so boxes colored in green are days where dicamba could be applied for 8 or more hours. Boxes in yellow are days where dicamba could be applied for less than 8 hours. And boxes in red are days where dicamba could not be applied at all, either because there was rain forecasted within the next 24 hours, the fields were too wet, or it was just too windy all day. And this figure represents the old label and not the newly released labels for dicamba for the products of Extendamax and Fexapan. And so this is important because for every 7 days that the first post-application is delayed, lint yield is reduced by 11.4%. And so I'd like to just use Palmer amaranth as an example to show how quickly it can grow and start to compete with the crop. So here you're looking at Palmer amaranth that's less than 4 inches tall, which is within the labeled specifications for application. And so, for instance, if there was a situation where there was rain forecast within the next 24 hours, and then it was windy the next few days, then there was rain forecast again, etc., and you can't come back to apply dicamba to this field for another week, now you're looking at 5 to 8 inch Palmer amaranth. And so for whatever reason, you know, these things keep happening, just a bad weather spell, and you can't come back for another week to 10 days, now you're looking at 36 to 40 inch Palmer amaranth, because where it was growing about an inch a day from that 3 to 4 inch stage to the 5 to 8 inch stage, now it's growing 2.5 inches per day. And so you're definitely in a salvage situation here. That brings me to the common weeds in Arkansas cotton production systems. Obviously, I've already discussed Palmer amaranth, and barnyard grass is another major weed. We know this because in a survey, Arkansas crop consultants listed Palmer amaranth and barnyard grass as the first and fifth most problematic weeds in Arkansas cotton, respectively. And this is also important because an antagonistic effect has been observed on the control of grass species when Roundup Power Max was tank mixed with Ingenia. And so this can lead to yield loss from both these weeds. Just one Palmer amaranth plant per 30 feet of row can reduce lint yield by 13.4%. And barnyard grass allowed to compete with a cotton crop for 6 weeks can reduce the yield by up to 21%. Some other implications of this infestation are the loss of fertilizer inputs, having that weedy field that nobody wants to have and all your neighbors like to point out, or seed bank contribution, because previous research has shown that the escape of one Palmer amaranth in one season can lead to over 1,000 escapes within 2 years, even with 99% control of emerged seedlings within that year in between. And this can lead to total crop loss in a field that looks like this. So with all that in mind, we hypothesized that there were effective options for salvage treatments in ExtendFlex cotton, and our objective was to identify the best option for rescuing an ExtendFlex cotton crop infested with problem weeds. This experiment was conducted at Roar Research Station near Watson, Arkansas, on a PPO-susceptible population of Palmer amaranth. All the plots were non-crop, 76 inches wide by 30 feet long. It was a two-factor factorial, the first being herbicide treatment, and the second being time between the initial and the second application. It was laid out in a randomized complete block design with four applications, and applications were made using a Bowman Mudmaster at 20 gallons per acre. Nozzles used were TTIs for treatments that contained dicamba and AIXRs for treatments that did not contain dicamba. Plots looked about like this at the time of first application. There was about 20-inch Palmer amaranth and average about 24-inch barnyard grass. So all plots received an initial application at the same time. The factor of timing was either 7 or 14 days after. And so half of the plots received their second application 7 days after the first, and the other half of the plots received their second application 14 days after the first. All of these treatments were followed up with the same chemical, except for these last two that I've highlighted down here, which were Ingenia and Roundup followed by Liberty, and Liberty and Roundup followed by Ingenia. The rates of these chemicals used were Roundup WeatherMax at 22 ounces per acre, Liberty at 29 ounces per acre, and Ingenia at 12.8 ounces per acre. Visual control ratings were taken at 3 weeks after the second application on a scale of 0 to 100, with 0% control being completely infested and 100% control being completely bare ground. And our data was analyzed using JUMP Pro 13. So for the control ratings, we have control on the y-axis, and we have the product on the x-axis. And on the bottom, you can see it's just listed as the single name, but it was followed up by the same thing, either 7 or 14 days after. And the green bars represent the 7 days after the initial application, and the 14 or the yellow bars, excuse me, represent the control 14 days after the application. And so we did see very good control with two applications of Ingenia, over 95% control, no matter the timing. But when we mixed in Roundup, we saw diminished control levels, possibly because of antagonism that I had mentioned before. Here is that Ingenia plot. 14, followed by Ingenia 14 days later, compared to the non-treated control. And you can see the non-treated control is full of Palmer amaranth, and the Ingenia plot is basically a grass monoculture. And for barnyard grass control, the graph is laid out the same way. We have the control levels 7 days after in green and 14 days after in yellow. And you can see that I've highlighted the 80% control mark just to draw attention to the fact that we had one treatment that only achieved over 80% control of barnyard grass. And that's really not acceptable for what we were looking for control levels. Here is a picture of the non-treated control taken at the same time as the Ingenia and Roundup, followed by the same treatment, which was our best treatment for that, for barnyard grass control. And as you can see, there's still plenty of grass species left. So our best overall options for control of Palmer amaranth and barnyard grass combined, we had about 88% control of Palmer amaranth and 74% control of barnyard grass, with Roundup and Liberty followed by the same treatment 7 days after the initial application. And we had 95% control of Palmer amaranth and 75% control of barnyard grass, with Roundup, Liberty, and Ingenia followed by the same treatment 14 days after the initial application. So with that, we concluded that the inability of our treatments to control barnyard grass at a level greater than 80% leads us to reject our hypothesis. But there are options for controlling Palmer amaranth in an ExtendFlex cotton crop when it has gotten to the point that the crop needs to be rescued. But it is, one thing I'd like to point out is it's important to avoid this situation at all costs. We can't be just letting Palmer amaranth grow up and then come back with two passes of dicamba and say that it was controlled, because there will be escapes and that can lead to more problems down the road. As for future research, this trial will be conducted again next year at the Lawnman Cotton Research Station, and treatments of higher rates of glyphosate will be added to see if we can achieve greater control of barnyard grass. I'd like to thank Dr. Barber and Dr. Norsworthy, my advisors, my fellow graduate students at the Alzheimer Lab, and Dr. Barber's Mariana and Roar Cruz for their help this summer. With that, I'll take any questions. So he was asking what the application cost of mixing Roundup, Liberty, and Ingenia would be. And no, I haven't looked into that because it didn't offer the control levels we wanted to on barnyard grass. So we're going to try to figure out something better next year. No, sir. He asked if the tank mix was labeled for Roundup, Liberty, and Ingenia, and no, it's not labeled.